This is the year. This is the year. No holy presence even here. Oh, this is the year. This is the year. This is the year. No holy presence even here.
The next one now. Hallelujah. This is the
thing. This is the year.
This is my daily bread. Hallelujah.
Oh, this is my daily. This is my daily bread. Your spoken word. Oh, I am not. I'm desperate for you. And I, I'm lost without you, my Lord. And I, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. All I have within, all I have within me, Lord, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you, Lord. Lord, I give you my eyes.
The truth.
so weak to find that even you are. You're in the midst of time so high. Reach out.
One more sense. Let's sing. We're walking in the footsteps of Elohim. Don't you want to walk with Him? Amen. To walk with Elohim. Let's sing that song. Amen. That's what we desire this evening. Saints, we greet you in Jesus' name. It's good to see everybody who's come out this evening. May the Lord bless our service. Let's sing that song.
You have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven.
There's a great portion of heaven
is waiting for you because of what you've decided.
Oh,
that was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger, that is what will produce,
that is what will produce
great victory in the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. There's many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
but His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh,
to walk in this path. We can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariot
of our beloved one coming to meet us. I will walk this path. I will walk this path. Oh, in the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Ah,
that's everybody's desire this evening, saints, is divine love to live in us. What a wonderful thing. One Thanksgiving, we'd like to thank the Lord for healing my aunt. This is from Sister Julie. She had a ruptured appendix 7 months ago, has been in intensive care for 6 months, but now she's out of hospital. Indeed, He is an answering God. We thank the saints for their prayers. So we do appreciate the Lord and thank the Lord for His goodness there. Saints, let's give Him a good one, saints. Amen. Just wanted to greet everyone this evening in Jesus' name. It's wonderful to be gathered out in His house, in His presence, to greet Brother Msimange, Sister Msimange. We're really glad to have them with us. Very nice to meet them, to fellowship with them. We're glad they've come across, and we're looking forward to the ministry this evening. Just want to greet any other visitors in our gates as well. Anybody who's passing by this evening, may the Lord be with you. Please feel at home in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord, there's no strangers. In the house of the Lord, there's no visitors. You're just discovering something that the Lord knew from way back. That maybe it's your time, it's your season to realize who you are. So it's really good to have everybody who's come out this evening. Let's keep and pray those who haven't managed to come this evening, trusting they'll be with us tomorrow. But you want to give time to the word now. Give liberty to Brother Msimange. To them who don't know Brother Msimange, everyone knows Sister Patience very well. Brother Msimange is from Blantyre in Malawi. The Lord's really led him there, started up a real wonderful work, and he does different work, different outreach in different places. So we're really glad that the winds of the Holy Ghost have blown him our way to come to minister to us at this season. So whatever your need, whatever your desire, lay it in your heart, lay it upon the altar, put it before the Lord, look up to Him, call Jesus on the scene. And I really do believe the same Jesus who passed through Samaria, the same Jesus who walked the shores of Galilee, the same Jesus who walked in our day, down through the ministry of the prophet, is the same Jesus that will move and pass your way as well. Whatever your desire, whatever. It's nice to see Brother Eric again. God bless you as well. We just want to give over Brother Msimange. Please take your time, and may the Lord give you liberty in His house.
God bless you all. We may be seated for a while. God bless you. I want to thank God for allowing me and my wife Rebecca to come this way. We thought we were going to come this past year, but I believe it was not in God's program then. But today, this time around, we appreciate that the Lord has opened the door for us to be here. Amen. I want to appreciate my dear brother and pastor, Andrew, for opening up his pulpit. That is some of the risks that pastors take. But I believe that it's out of love. I've, up to today, this afternoon, I'd never met Brother Andrew physically. But today, by God's grace, we were able to fellowship. And I found out that we seem to be having the same kind of background. I grew up in Zimbabwe. I received a message in Zimbabwe in them years. And by His grace, here we are. And it is my prayer that our visit will be a blessing to my dear brother and everybody here. We thank you for the warm welcome. I want to thank Mike and his dear wife, Patience. They received us warmly. And we're just looking forward. It is our first time to come to Ireland. Yesterday was very cold for us. And some people were saying, "Wow, this is good weather." I said, "No. You don't know what good weather is all about. If you want to find out what good weather is all about, come to Malawi. Come to Africa." God bless you richly. I'm relying on your prayers. I've always said that there's one thing that we can never get used to, that is to preach. You can never get used to preaching. Each time is an experience. You just rely upon His presence.
Amen.
I feel, and you know, many times the prophet will say, you know what I'm waiting for. And when His presence came down, then miracles took over. God bless you richly. It's wonderful to come among people of the same faith. And I believe the Lord has something in store for all of us. We'll say more tomorrow by His grace. May we stand for the reading of the scripture. We are going to read from Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. We go back to the beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. I just want to read that scripture.
Amen.
If you read in between the lines, you find that Adam and his wife, Eve, deserved death.
Yes.
They deserved condemnation.
Amen. Amen.
They deserved to die.
Yes.
But God is turning the picture around.
Yeah.
And instead of condemning them and killing them, erasing them from the memories of the earth, He is clothing them. And in the process of clothing them, it means something had to die. An animal had to die in order for them to be clothed. So this evening we're going to look at the life of sacrifice. May God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you for this wonderful church, your people, your bride. Thank you for its wonderful pastor and the leadership here. Lord, we pray that even this evening, as your word comes forth, may I just be an instrument through which you are going to speak to your children. Father, if there is anything that could hinder the free flow of your spirit, Father, may you forgive us. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, committing ourselves and committing these steps once again in your loving hands. And Lord, we say thank you. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. I was looking in the dictionary just to find out what this word sacrifice means. In the dictionary, Webster, they're saying, sacrifice means to give up something that is important and valuable to you in order to get or do something that seems more important to you.
Amen.
That is sacrifice. Giving up something.
Yeah.
And I want to say that there is nothing that is more valuable to God than you and me. We are His greatest assets. Because when it came to redeeming man, God never said to one of the angels, can you go? He said, this demands me, myself. Because man is God's greatest asset.
Amen.
I want to thank God. When you look at yourself, you need to know that you are more valuable than God. You are more valuable than silver, than diamonds. You are more valuable, as far as God is concerned, than this world put together 1,000 times.
Amen.
This is why God, when it came to redeeming you and me, He had to come Himself.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, a sacrifice was given. Amen. We are not just another people. We are of a great value. As far as God is concerned, we are of a great value. He had to come himself to do what? To redeem us. When Adam sinned, when he fell, God could have said, that's it. But he could not do that because Adam was part of God. So what did God do? God had to come up with another solution. And that was to redeem, to bring back that which had fallen. He made a sacrifice. And in sacrificing, you have to give the best. You have to give that which is of value to you. May God help us. Because as far as God was concerned, Adam and Eve were of a great value. So he had to give something that was of a greater value to redeem that which was valuable to him. What more could he give than himself? He gave himself. When you look at yourself, don't consider yourself something that is cheap. You are not cheap. You are of a great value. You mean so much to God than anything else. I'm going to, in the message, power of transformation. The prophet is saying, our redemption wasn't a cheap thing. Oh, praise God. Our redemption was not a cheap thing. It was the Son of God had to die for us. That animal that died in order for Adam to be clothed. God had to put away the shame by killing an innocent animal to clothe those that were guilty. Praise God. And then he says, things of value come of great price. Things of value, they come of great price. You are not just somebody. You are not just somebody staying in this country called Ireland. You are of a great value. God had to sacrifice his son, himself, in order to redeem the lost, to redeem you and me. May God help us. We are so valuable. You know, it's so much that God had to slay his own son in order to give us a hope, to bring us back to himself. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is a giving up something in order to get something. I see in this country, if you want to live a good life, there has to be sacrifices. You can get no money without sacrificing your time. You give up what could be important to you in order for you to get something that you deem more important. May God help us. So something had to die for something to live. We are here naturally, physically, we are living. Why? Because that chicken had to die. That cabbage had to die. That lettuce has to die. That apple has to die. For the physical body to live, you live by dead substances. That is the law of nature. You can't be alive today until something dies. If you drink tea, somewhere in Africa, tea had to die. And the leaves had to be put in a pocket for you to come and enjoy the tea. So, God knew without death, there will be no life. If something doesn't die, Adam and Eve will be lost forever. Amen. May God help us.
Amen.
Now, how do you test somebody's love? You test them by the way they sacrifice. It all starts with sacrifice. God's love is based on the fact that he was able to sacrifice. That's how much he loved us. He was willing to sacrifice himself for you and me. That's how much God loves us. You don't even go to him and say, Lord, you love me. No. He has already shown how much he loves us. What you love, you are willing to sacrifice something for it. Well, suppose this building is caught up in fire. You know what the mothers will do here? They'll be willing to sacrifice themselves for their children. They will disregard the intense heat. They will disregard the fire. Because in that building, there is a child whom they love. God so loved us that he forsook all the splendor of heaven. He forsook all the glory of heaven. He so forsook all the songs coming from the angels. All the anthems in heaven meant nothing to God. He forsook them. He sacrificed his godhood, as it were, because of us. We were so precious. We are still precious. I'm talking of a life of sacrifice. If you find out, if you want to find out how much a brother or sister loves God, see the way they live their life. Is it a way? Is it a life of sacrifice? Because God sacrificed. He comes to Abraham and he says, Abraham, I want you to take your only son. Take him and sacrifice him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is God testing Abraham with the issue of sacrifice? He wants thee to know, to see the love that Abraham has for God. God will never ask you to do something that he has not done himself. We always want people to do things that we are not willing to do. That's not the way it happens. Amen. So God says to Abraham, I want you to take your son, Isaac, and sacrifice him. Why sacrifice? Because through sacrifice, one's commitment is manifested. So Abraham blessed his heart, his only son. There was no second son. He didn't have five. Maybe he could have chosen the naughtiest one. He could have said, oh, thank you, Lord. It's time to get rid of this young one. No! It was only one son. Because God demands that when we sacrifice, it has to be a lamb without blemish. The best. Because God gave the best when he gave himself. There was nothing else more wonderful in heaven. He could have said, oh, Gabriel, go there. He said, no, it's not. This doesn't demand Gabriel's attention. God gave the best. And the best is he himself. He emptied himself. He poured himself. He sacrificed. Remember, I said sacrifice means giving up something that is important and valuable to you in order to get or do something that seems more valuable. I love you, brothers and sisters. Are we here? Amen. So Abraham says, Isaac, it's time to go to the mountain. So he took his son, servants, fire, wood, and they started on a journey of sacrifice. And then the boy was startled. We have the fire, we have the wood. Where is the lamb? Abraham says, don't worry. God knows. He will provide. When you are willing to sacrifice, God is willing to provide. God cannot provide for you until you are willing to sacrifice. If you want that degree, you cannot get it on a silver platter. You have to sacrifice your time. Then you get that what you want. If it is so in the physical, what about the spiritual? So God didn't stop Abraham when he started the journey. He didn't stop him when he was climbing the mountain. He let him so. And then when they came, he tied his son, put him on the altar. Oh, hallelujah. I can see, thank God for Isaac. Isaac was humble. He was a young man. He could have run away from his father. How could an old man tie this young man? There was a spirit of Christ in Isaac. When there is a spirit of Christ, you are not hard. You are not difficult to bind. You are not difficult to be told, brother, you're wrong. You are not a difficult lamb. You don't run away from sacrifice. I can just imagine myself being Isaac. I would have outrun that old man. But Isaac was humble. Sacrifices are made from a humble attitude. People have to be humble. Hallelujah. And then, so when he was about to slay his son, God says, hold it. I know that you love me. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is worship. In sacrifice, you are worshiping. You are humbling yourself. Oh, you are saying, Lord, you are more important than my son. You are more important than my job. You are more important than my home. You are more important than anything else. The battle in heaven, started from the issue of sacrifice, worship. Because the devil wanted to be worshipped. He wanted to get all the attention that was going to God to come on himself. So that's where the problem started. Yet, worship belongs to God and God alone. Amen. Thou shalt have no other gods. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. And when God saw the spirit that was in Abraham, God said, Abraham, I've seen how much you love me. You are tested through sacrifice. You are tested of your love to God by the way you give your sacrifice. Oh, and when it was all over, God provided for the needs of Abraham for the lamb. And he took the lamb and sacrificed it. Sacrifice, God demands it. Because from there we find that Moses, when he came to Pharaoh, what was the message that Moses gave Pharaoh? He said, God says, let my people go. Amen. So that they could go and worship and sacrifice. Amen. The coming out of our denominations was to come and worship and sacrifice. Amen. We didn't come out of them denominations to come and come up with another denomination.
Right.
We've come here to live a life of sacrifice.
Amen.
And now Pharaoh could have nothing of that. Then he came up with a plan. He said, okay, I understand you. Moses, you say you want to go out. Okay, what I'll do, I'll just give you a couple of days. Go so far, but don't go all the way. Then come back. That's what the devil wants to tell us.
Amen.
He wants us to worship in his own way.
Amen.
We go, but don't go too far. We have got so many brothers and sisters today who are in the message, but they haven't gone too far into the message.
Amen.
Halfway brothers, halfway sisters.
Amen.
Three quarters brothers.
Amen.
But then Moses says to Pharaoh, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pharaoh. We are not going to go halfway. I've come in the message not to go halfway.
Amen.
I'm going to go all the way.
Amen.
With the message of the hour.
Amen.
Ooh, somebody's here.
Amen.
Is somebody here?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, are you here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God.
Amen.
Moses says to Pharaoh, wait a minute. We are going to go all the way. Because Pharaoh was also a god. There were so many gods in Egypt. So he wanted to be worshipped. And Pharaoh says, Moses says, no, we are going to go out.
Amen.
And you know what happened? The day the children of Israel were to leave Egypt, they could have not left without a sacrifice.
Amen.
You can't leave Egypt until you sacrifice.
Yes.
They had to kill a lamb.
Amen.
Just like in the beginning,
Amen.
A lamb died.
Amen.
God will never leave his pattern of doing things.
Amen.
God cannot change his program because you are now in Ireland,
Amen.
Because I'm now in Malawi.
Amen.
No!
Amen.
He always sticks
Amen.
By his program.
Amen.
He doesn't care whether you're white or black, Indian or whatever. God sticks with his program. When you come to the message, you have to do it his own way. Oh, I love him. I'm just a visitor. I'm trying to hold myself. Visitors are supposed to be polite. But anyway, God bless you. When they were to leave, what happened? God said you have to kill a lamb without blemish. Don't give God that which you don't want yourself. That's what we do. When we give, we want to give that which I know. After all, I didn't even care about it. That's why I gave it. No, you give your best. Give a lamb that is without blemish and kill it, each family, and apply the blood on the doorpost. The death angel, when he passes by,
Amen.
He sees the blood.
Hallelujah.
You are safe.
Amen.
You know, sacrifices secures you.
Amen.
Our security.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, help us.
Amen.
Our security in this digital age is the blood of Jesus Christ. I love him. I love him. So they had to kill a lamb. And when the lamb was killed, they took the blood, applied it on the doorpost. And when the angel was passing by, you know, where there is sacrifice, God is pleased. Amen. Oh, of course, before he gets pleased with what you're doing, he was pleased with what he did. Amen. God was pleased with himself. Amen. I've done the right thing. Right. Oh, he came down. We sing that song. Amen. He came down from his glory. Amen. To do what? To be a sacrifice. Amen. To be our redeemer. Amen. So Pharaoh says, don't go far. Just go so far and come back. But Moses says, it's either we go all the way or not. Amen. We are going all the way. Amen. Christianity is about going all the way. Amen. When you believe this message, you have to go all the way. Amen. You don't believe it halfway. Amen. You have to go all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, America was founded by people who wanted to worship freely. They didn't want to be tied up. They wanted freedom of worship. And God respected that. Amen. They made sacrifices. Many died when they came into the country. But they said, no matter how many of us die, we are here to worship the Lord. And then we had presidents like Washington, the Abraham Lincolns, people who said we've come here. They never forgot what they've come for. But as time went by, I'm sorry to report that this generation there now has forgotten why they are there. Many of us, we have forgotten why we are in the message. We've forgotten why we are here. It's a sacrifice. Where there's sacrifice, God is honored. God is respected. When they applied the blood, they had to go out. God give us people who are willing to sacrifice. We go back to sacrifice. We want to do something. A life of sacrifice. Alright. Now he says, in the message, expectations. He says, don't look for the applaud of the world. No. Oh, you're a good brother, you're a good sister. Praise God for that. But that's not what I'm looking for. As much as that is good to my ears, but that's not what I'm holding on to. He continues, he says, you won't have to, but be willing to sacrifice your prestige. Amen. Oh. Amen. Don't feel like, but be willing. Amen. To sacrifice your prestige. Amen. Christianity is about sacrifice. Amen. Being a believer is about sacrifice. Our father, Abraham, God said, go out of your kindred. Leave your mommy, leave your uncle, leave your aunts, leave your friends. Go to a land that I'll show you. So when Abraham was leaving, how many understood him? People misunderstood him. But he went out. He sacrificed. Oh. He sacrificed his home, his relatives, his aunt, his uncle, everybody. For the sake of the word. Amen. Because the word had said, liver, go out. You have to sacrifice. So he continues. Everything that you are, sacrifice it to the kingdom of God. Let that sink. Everything that you are, the word is saying, sacrifice it to the kingdom of God. That's one thing we don't want to do. That's one thing we find difficult to do. To sacrifice everything. Oh, he says. Now he continues. Sacrifice your time for prayer.
Amen.
Sacrifice your life. Sacrifice your card game. Sacrifice all the things of the world. Give it over to the devil. Let him have it. It belongs to him. You walk with Christ.
Amen.
Those things don't belong to you. You walk with Christ. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice everything about you. Oh. Brother Bram says, I could have been a millionaire if I wanted to. But he had to sacrifice that for the gospel. It's never easy. It's not easy. Praise God. In the message, the token is saying we are dead to ourselves and identified with our sacrifice. When you kill the lamb, actually, what are you doing? You are identifying yourself with your sacrifice.
Amen.
You become that sacrifice.
Amen.
See, then the lamb and the blood and the person becomes identified together, the sacrifice and the believer.
Amen.
How many believers are here?
Amen.
Here we are. Amen. We are saying this sacrifice is me. Because God said, it's now me. He came down. He left his glory. He became his own sacrifice. Oh. Then it says, that makes you what you are. You are what you are because of the sacrifice that you gave. We need to learn to live lives of sacrifice. And then we become prisoners of Christ. We are no longer ourselves. We are part of that which we have sacrificed. In any given situation, sacrifices are painful. When you give a sacrifice, when Abraham was going to give his son, he didn't go singing, "Oh, praise God." No. He was feeling the pain.
Amen.
When Christ came, he felt the pain.
Amen.
The beatings. The spittings. The denials from people. Some who were very close to him.
Amen.
He felt the pain of death.
Amen.
He even said, "Lord, if it was possible, let this cup pass me." Sacrifices are painful. Oh. Then the blood was a token or identification.
Amen.
The blood identified that the worshipper had slain the lamb and accepted the lamb and applied the token to himself that he was not ashamed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us. We all want to go to heaven, rapture, praise God. But it starts here.
Amen.
Because the rapture is a process.
Amen.
You start with a life of sacrifice.
Amen.
Denying yourself.
Amen.
Dying to yourself.
Amen.
Dying with him.
Amen.
And being raised with him.
Amen.
Oh, you know, God has a soft spot. When he saw that sacrifice, God was moved. God was moved. When Abel brought his sacrifice, when Cain brought his sacrifice, there was nothing in the cabbages, there was nothing in the carrots that Cain offered. But there was life in the lamb that Abel offered. There was a bleating of the lamb. There was blood oozing out. Oh, and when God saw that, he said, I'm going to receive your sacrifice. God will receive something that comes out of pain. That comes out of pain. God will say, that's it. I'm done. That's it. God says, I'm done. That's it. May God help us. I want to live a life of sacrifice. There's something within a believer. This is why God said to the children of Israel, when you get to that land, don't make covenants with them heathens. Because they were sacrificing to the wrong gods. To the heathen gods. But sacrifice belongs to God alone. Your life belongs to God. We are here by grace. We are what we are by grace. We are where we are by grace. It's nothing to do with you. There was a song here. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with them. It's about God. All I have to do is sacrifice myself, humble myself. And you know, whenever a sacrifice is offered, a miracle takes place.
Amen.
Here is Elijah coming to a widow woman. And it was during the time when there was famine. When we talk of famine, it's not like we will see today. It was real famine. Amen. And Elijah comes to the woman, how are you, sister? Fine, God bless you. Can you please give me some water? And praise God for that sister. As she was going to fetch the water, what does this old man say again? This prophet says, oh no, not just water, but also a little bit of cake. She was shocked. Is he living in this world? Is he aware of the situation? Oh, God will never feel sorry for you. He wants you to get out his word. Says, sir, what I can give you, but bread. I've only got a little flour, little oil, the two sticks to bake so that I and my child will eat and then die. Maybe she expected Elijah to say, oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was so that bad. Elijah didn't say that. Says, I don't care. Go and beg it for me. Sometimes we bring our excuses before God. Oh Lord, I didn't give my tithe this month because there is this, there is that, my sister was sick in the, God is not worrying about that. God is worried about you carrying out his word. We come with so many excuses why I didn't do it. And those excuses to the worldly mind is well understood. You could even begin to sympathize with a brother because they are not paying their tithes. You can say, oh, brother, God bless you. I didn't know you are in dire straits. I don't care whether you're in dire straits. The word comes first.
Amen.
And this sister, you know what happens now? She didn't want to argue with the man of God. Don't argue with the prophet. Elijah was the prophet of the day. Don't argue with the prophet. There are so many people arguing the message today. He didn't mean this, he didn't mean that. You're arguing with the prophet. Don't do that.
Amen.
Just say, just do what the word says.
Amen.
Some of us, we've got gray hair now. We've come far by his grace. I can tell you, the safest thing you can do is never to argue with the word of God.
Amen.
Don't.
Amen.
Don't.
Amen.
Be like this sister. She said, okay, I'm willing to sacrifice the little bread and the little flour and the little oil that I was going to share with my son. I'll sacrifice it for that man.
Amen.
And as she was going to do the word, oh, look, the miracle is following.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The miracle! He says, now, sister, wait a minute, thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Your flour, your oil will never diminish.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When everybody around her was saying, oh, there is food. There's no food. We are dying. She was just singing, glory, glory to God.
Amen.
Why? She was willing to sacrifice the little. Because the word meant so much to her than the bread and flour. What is important to you? Your car, your job, your money. What is very important to you? That you are not willing to sacrifice. I've always seen, when people begin to sacrifice their lives, miracles begin to take place.
Amen.
A certain sister, he sees a neighbor who was sick. She takes the neighbor in her own car. She goes to the meetings of Brother Branham to help the neighbor. And Brother Branham prays for the neighbor. She gets healed. And as they go, she says, wait a minute, sister.
Amen.
You too, you have a problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You too, you have a need.
Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
God knows your needs.
Amen.
He cares about your needs.
Hallelujah.
But above all, he wants you to care about his word.
Amen.
He cares, do you?
Amen.
Hey, may God help us.
Amen.
You know, I just want to meet this sister when we get there.
Amen.
Brother Andrew, I want to meet this sister to say, God bless you. You are such a testimony. We preached about you every time.
Amen.
You honored the word more than you honored your son.
Amen.
More than you honored the hunger,
Amen.
The famine that was around you.
Amen.
Mm. Judges 11 verse 10. I just want to read that and then tomorrow will come again. I'm just building up for something tomorrow by his grace. Judges 11 verse 30. I think there is, you know, maybe, don't worry to read about it. It's about Jephthah. You go and read the story of Jephthah. Jephthah says to God, Lord, if I go and fight my enemies, I prevail, I go well, I come back well, I promise, I vow, whatever will come out of my house, that will be a sacrifice.
Amen.
Just like some of us. Lord, if you allow me to stay in Ireland, I'll be a blessing to you, Lord. And God has done that. But you've never been a blessing to him. Oh God, if you cannot give me children, and God has given you children. Oh Lord, if you can only... And there are so many things when we pray in desperation, we make promises. Just like you are promising your wife the day of your wedding. I'll love you. I'll look after you. You make so many promises. But you keep them. Were they done just in haste? Out of desperation? Jephthah goes to war. God delivers his enemy. Amen. Jephthah comes from the war. And his daughter, a virgin, she's coming to meet the father, rejoicing that God has given the enemies of Israel to Jephthah. And Jephthah sees the daughter, oh my, what have I done? But a vow is a vow.
Amen.
When you vow to God, you have not vowed to the pastor.
Amen.
You have not vowed to the deacons.
Amen.
You have not vowed to the trustees.
Amen.
You have not vowed to anybody.
Amen.
The trustees might forget that you vowed.
Amen.
Even the pastor might forget. But God will never forget.
Amen.
You know the story. Jephthah says, my daughter, I cannot do otherwise but give you as a sacrifice.
Amen.
The daughter says, my father, respect what you vow.
Amen.
Give me time to go and just worship God and cry because of my virginity. She went and she came back. Oh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. It was one of our daughters should have gone and all the way to New Zealand. Would have never heard of her. It was one of us here. I would have gone and never returned. But she returned.
Amen.
Why? God means so much.
Amen.
In closing, does God mean so much to you?
Yes.
Does he mean everything to you?
Amen.
If he means, are you willing to sacrifice?
Amen.
Are you willing to say, Lord, oh, help me. Lord, I'm willing tonight to sacrifice everything. That was the problem with Orpah. She was not willing to sacrifice the Moabite life. But Ruth sacrificed everything. Ruth was willing to become a pauper. She was willing to be laughed at, to be misunderstood. She sacrificed her beauty. Because the Bible says she was beautiful. She went gleaning after the reapers. As she was in the process of sacrifice, a miracle takes place. The owner, Boaz, the kinsman. Lord, help me. Who is that lady? Who is that young lady? And the reaper said, well, she's come with now. Oh my, how beautiful she is. My daughter, don't go to another field. Don't hop from one church to another. Stay here. Hallelujah! Daughter, stay in this field. Even when troubles come, don't give up your faith.
Amen.
Even when it's not working for you,
Amen.
Don't worry.
Amen.
It might not be working today,
Amen.
But it will not remain like that.
Amen.
It will work for you tomorrow.
Amen.
I always travel. Most of you travel. But in Africa, you know, Pastor, I've been there. We have punctures every now and then. One day I was going to Lilongwe. I drive a few kilometers, maybe 200, maybe 50, 60 kilometers. I had a puncture. But did I say now, I'm terminating my journey because of the puncture? I mended the tire and continued.
Amen.
You might be having a puncture right now.
Amen.
Don't stop your journey.
Amen.
You might be going through difficult problems. Let me tell you, sacrifice. Ruth! Because she was willing to sacrifice everything. Boaz came and noticed her. There is somebody here who is more than Boaz. Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
May we bow our heads. Saints, let's bow our heads. Christianity is a life of sacrifice. We die every day to ourselves. Are you willing tonight? Say, Pastor, what I need, what you need, brother, what you need, sister, is a life of sacrifice. Amen. And when that happens, God comes with a miracle. Amen. God comes with a breakthrough. Amen. For you. Noah sacrificed this time, not just for 2 years, but 120 years. And after the 120 years, after having been mocked, after having been misunderstood, people said all sorts of names to Noah. Noah persevered. He sacrificed. And you know what? There comes a time when your enemies will see you rising. Amen. Is there somebody tonight who would say, Lord, help me? If you, God, were willing enough to sacrifice yourself, what about me? Who am I? You left your glory. You left everything to come and serve me. Oh, you sacrificed your throne. You sacrificed heaven. As I'm asking the pastor to come, as we bow with humble attitudes, God bless you.
That makes sense. Let's keep our heads bowed. You know where you are this evening, saints. You know where you are. You know what's in your heart. Maybe there's something troubling you. Maybe it keeps coming back. Maybe you've tried this and you've tried that. I think the answer comes. Just lay it upon the altar. In order for there to be new life, the old life has to die. There has to be some pain. There has to be some sacrifice. Noah saw the rainbow. Noah saw the promises fulfilled. But he was willing to pay the price. We're not asking you to do anything tonight except for go to the altar in your heart. And take that very thing. It may be a precious thing to you, but you can see it's not precious to the Lord. You can see that something maybe you've been nursing and holding on to, but you can see it's displeasing to the Lord. It's holding you back from the fullness of the blessing. It's holding you back from what you're supposed to be. And you're wanting to say to him tonight, to say, Lord, what a wonderful word. Surely, Lord, all that you desire and expect of me is just to respond. And Lord, I'm starting with my will. I'm just coming and I'm laying it upon the altar and I'm submitting myself to you and I'm saying, Jesus, you gave it all. You gave it all for me. You gave it with pain. You gave until there was nothing more that you could give. You poured out every spot of the life that was in you. You shed every last drop of blood. You hung naked before the people. Jesus, I just want to give myself to you. Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you the throne. Jesus, I give you my all. You lead and guide me, Lord, because you know what's best for me. Whatever you need before the Lord. Why don't we come before the Lord and let's speak to him tonight. Let's enter into a time of prayer. Whatever you need before the Lord, let's express it to him upon this night. Let's come to him. Saints, he's so sincere. The Lord was as serious as anything you could ever expect. He gave everything for us. Let's speak to him this evening. Father, we're looking unto thee. Father, we're bringing ourselves before thee at this time. Lord, just as your people, just as a needy people. Father, and we thank you, Lord, that you gave it all until there was nothing more that you could give. We thank you, Lord, that you gave the most precious thing, Lord. You gave not gold or silver, Lord, but you gave unto us, Lord, the blood, Father, Lord, the incorruptible blood. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. And upon this evening, Lord, we just come unto thee. Father, to bring it all even upon this evening, Lord. I just pray for that, Lord Jesus, that you'd help us, Lord, just to bring those things, to lay them upon the altar, Lord. Grant us that grace and grant us that mercy, Lord, that you may be glorified. We pray, Lord, Father, as we do look unto thee, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just ask the musician, let's sing that song, Down From His Glory, Ever Living Story. Our God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own, a stranger. Let's worship the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to water the seed that has been sown. We so appreciate the word. Really do appreciate the grace of God tonight. May the Lord continue to minister to us by his grace. Amen. Down from his glory. Aren't you glad that he came down from his glory? Imagine what it was. God himself, because of his love for you and for me. Amen. Down from his glory. Ever living story.
From his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior King, and Jesus was his name, born in a manger, to his own estate. The man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my only. Great Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelt in him. What condescension, bringing us redemption. That in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. Oh, precious dear,
he was precious and tender,
laid aside his splendor, stooping to water
to save
my soul.
Oh,
my only hope, the great Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in me. Without reluctance, flesh and blood, the form of man,
he revealed the Eden.
Oh, glorious
mystery, oh, glorious mystery,
sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great.
My sunshine,
my all in all,
my all in all.
in the preaching of the word, it reminded me of the prophet when you read his life story. Well, I think it's Acts of the prophet. And the prophet went to that place to the full gospel businessmen, and there were all the wives and so forth, and there were all the Pentecostal women sitting in the back, and they had bobbed hair, and they, you know, weren't dressed right and so forth. And the new brother Branham was coming, so they went and sat right in the back. And the prophet started to preach, and I think Perry Green, he says, the women were elbowing each other and laughing at the things the prophet was saying. And he says, and the spirit of discernment came down right in the meeting. And the prophet stopped and he pointed right at them and said, you sisters there at the back. He says, God has taken you as far as he can until you're willing to pay a greater price. And I think that's what the word is saying again tonight. Now there's a lot of people here that have made a great sacrifice. But I really do believe that sometimes the Lord calls us again and says, just lay something aside. If you want to get to a greater blessing, if you want the Lord to give you a greater revelation like he did to Abraham, sometimes we've gone as far as we can until we're willing to pay a greater price. Until we're willing to be a greater burnt offering and lay more upon the altar than we've laid before. And that's challenged me tonight. And I really appreciated the word. And I really thank the Lord. I think everybody appreciated the word. And we're looking forward to tomorrow. May the Lord really bless the word. Let's sing a song we haven't sung for quite some time. That God should love a sinner such as I. Should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss. Such love, such wondrous love. Such love.
That God should love a sinner such as I. Should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss. No rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is God like this. God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this, that Christ should join so freely in the sea.
Such love, such wondrous.
that God should love.
He should love us sinners
such as I. How wonderful is love like this.
But friends, you know, love has to project. The prophet priest, when love projects, sovereign grace takes its place. Are you looking for grace in your life for something? Let your love project. Let love be expressed. It can't be just be left as a theory, saints. Let your love be expressed. Let it express itself and see how sovereign grace will step in on your behalf. Let's sing that song. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong.
Is greater far than time or death can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest
star
and reaches to the Lord.
Who turned the
scroll? true.
It's so true.
It shall forever.
It shall forever.
Never in you.
Never more in you.
The saints and the
angels. The saints and the
angels.
You know, sometimes to get back to the full realization of His love, you've got to go from where you are. And you've got to return to where He is. Let's sing that song, I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. And that young man had to sacrifice his pride. That's one thing he had to sacrifice. He had to be willing to go to his father and say, Father, I was wrong. Friends, that's an act of worship, just as Brother Msimangi was saying. To sacrifice, that's worship. That pleases God. For someone to be able to say, I was wrong. I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you. And I'm not worthy to be called your son. That brought forth a blessing from his father. He says, don't say anything more. Bring the best robe. Put it on my son. Put the shoes on his feet. Put the ring on his finger. Kill the fatted calf. You see how much God loves that kind of an attitude. Not to justify yourself. Not to try to put the blame on somebody else. But just to say, I have sinned. I was wrong. Friends, it's redemption in that kind of an attitude. Redemption can flow through when somebody is willing to lay it upon the altar like that. And this young man came from far away, but he returned home and he received the kiss and the embrace of his father because he was willing to pay that price. Let's pay the price, friends.
Wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home. Coming. Open wide.
off with. There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. Our friends, he's made a way for us. Maybe tired and weary now. Sometimes the journey seems long. Sometimes you wonder, is the sacrifice worth it? Friends, it's worth it every time. You will never be disappointed. You might bring your alabaster box. You may pour it upon Christ. And disciples might be saying, it's a waste. You could have taken that money and given it to the poor. And Jesus says, leave her alone. Wheresoever this gospel is preached, her name shall be mentioned. He doesn't forget, friends. You might be putting your two little widow's mites in the offering, saying, but it's so insignificant. But it wasn't insignificant in the eyes of God. It drew the attention of the Son of Man himself. And he called his disciples and said, see, the sacrifice she's making is far greater than all of these that are putting in through the abundance. Because she's put in all that she has. And the prophet says, surely God had something for her down the way. That's the attitude that God loves. Let's finish with this song, friends. Peace in the valley. I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is fair as the day. Oh, yes. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Someday there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no more trouble I'll see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green, and the sky will be clear and serene. Oh yes, well the sun ever beams in the valley of tears, and no clouds there will ever be seen. Oh yes. No sorrow, such trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes. Well, the bear will be gentle, wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes. Well, the bear shall be led by the little child. I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh yes. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Someday there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray Father, we thank you for the blessed promises of your word. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, you see and know all things, Lord. Thank you that you discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thank you that you know our motive and our objective. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who searches the reins and searches the hearts. And Father, we just want to lay aside all that is unnecessary upon this evening, Lord. And anything, Lord, that, Father, would just stand in the way of that which receives the full blessing from you. Help us just to lay it aside now, Lord, and grant us grace that as we lay it down, that we never pick it up again. But Father, just to cast it all upon you, and just to rest in you upon this evening, because we thank you, Lord, that you do all things well. I'm praying your blessing, Lord, upon Brother Msimange. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word this evening, Lord. Father, how we look to you and we under an expectation, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, won't you just minister once again from glory unto glory in the new day. Father, as we leave this place this evening, Lord, bring us back tomorrow, Lord. Let us be bright and early, Lord. Let us, Lord, sacrifice whatever we need to sacrifice to be in your courts, Lord. And Father, Lord, that we may start off from where we left off. And Father, you may just take us into higher heights, Lord, into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That, Lord, all that you put inside of the heart of our brother, every burden that you put upon him to minister, Lord, that, Father, we would come and create an atmosphere, Lord, that would just give unto him a liberty, Lord. And Father, may you minister the fullness of what it is that you desire to say unto us, Lord. Father, may your hand be stretched forth. May you be glorified, Lord, Father. We thank you for the sure promises of your word. We know, Lord, that the new day, Father, surely, Lord, you'll be with us. As you've been with us this evening, we thank you, Lord. Father, won't you give us traveling mercies then that will travel upon this evening. Bring us safely home, we'd pray, Father, to our homes and give us a good rest, Father. Let the meditations of our heart be acceptable before thee, Lord. And even our brothers, we'd rest upon this night, Lord. Speak unto him in the night visions, we'd pray. Speak unto his soul and guide him and lead him, Lord, to pass our way once again in the word in the new day, Lord. And just work strangely inside of his life, Lord, that, Father, he may come and deliver unto us the whole counsel of God. Father, may you pour in the oil and may you pour in the wine. Father, may you break the bread and give unto us the finest of the wheat. And may we rejoice in you, for that's our desire, Lord. May you bless each person this night. May we depart with your blessing. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, let's just greet one another, saints. God bless you. Meet you tomorrow by the grace of God. Amen.
Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
I left his mighty home in glory.
He left his mic.
To ring to us redemption story.
When he died, but he rose again.
Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he I don't know why Jesus loves me.
Oh, I don't know why.
I don't know why he came.
I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life.
Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus could hear?
Where would I be if he had sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad,
so glad he did.
I don't know why.
I don't know why Jesus loves me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Sacrificed his life.
Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
He left his mighty throne.
He left his mighty throne in glory.
Oh,
to bring to us redemption story.
Then he died, but he rose again.
Oh, but I'm glad, so glad. I don't know why Jesus loves me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why he cares.
I don't know why he sacrificed his life.
Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
Oh, but I'm glad.